Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They're celebrating in Oklahoma City a 2025 NBA championship, which is a different city than, well, that, you know, last year, and different one the year before, and different one the year before that. Repeat that 7 years back, and you not only have no repeat champions as in back-to-back, you have no repeat champions, period. And that has never happened in the history of the NBA. There were 6 champions in 7 years in the early to mid-70s, but this is a truly unprecedented time in NBA history. And I remember talking about this back in 2021 after the Bucks won and being like, I think we're in a pretty weird time because, like, LeBron's kind of done. Seems like Steph is done. Hilariously, Steph won the title the next year, but then they haven't repeated since. So you have the final 2 championships, barring something happening in the next couple of years for Steph and LeBron. You have emergent superstars like Giannis and Jokic who get theirs. You have, obviously, Kawhi's one healthy superstar season in 2019 to kick this whole thing off. I guess technically 2018, if you want to go back to the last of the Warriors titles. But you just have this unknown in league history parity, Anthony. And I think the thing that's interesting to me about it is all of these champions have kind of tracked to this evolution to the Thunder of what we are now, what we see now with a younger, deeper roster. Because the 2018 Warriors are all about star power, right? It's all about the fact that they got KD, Klay, Draymond, and Steph. Didn't matter. As long as you had NBA players, that team was probably winning the championship, right? You have those 4 Hall of Famers in their prime, the greatest defender of his generation, the greatest pure scorer, whatever that means, of his generation, the greatest 2 shooters ever, and Curry's so much more than that. Not that you need to be much more than that, but he is. Like, amazing. 19 is much more about a singular star in Kawhi and what that can do. Obviously, guys like Kyle Lowry, really important to that team. Pascal was really freaking good on that team. So the 2019 Raptors, in a way, look, I think, a lot more like this Thunder team in that they have a singular star surrounded by really excellent support. And in this case, I think the support is younger and has more room to grow up, which is relevant in terms of the longevity piece. The Lakers are a different beast in 2020. They're kind of a throwback to the star era of AD, LeBron. 21, Milwaukee has their big 3. But it's, again, a singular star of that caliber, Hall of Fame type. It's Giannis. You have Middleton, who, by the way, congrats to him, I guess, picked up his option today. Whenever you can sign a contract that gives you $33 million, congrats to you. And Chris Middleton exercised his option with the Wizards today, which is something I think the Wizards very much wanted to happen. they'll probably flip him again in the future, but they loved having him last year. But Middleton at that point, still an all-star player with Holiday. But they also were a team that like relied on a little bit more depth, and fit was the real big thing for them. Like, yes, Giannis was a star in the way that stars we are traditionally stars, but you have the perfect complement of this defensive menace who also is a great shooter in Holiday. Middleton is a guy who, okay, Giannis can do everything a star can do and more, except for the one thing that we kind of rely on stars for, which is like get you a really big clutch bucket. And Middleton's that guy. Oh, hey, we have this 7-foot monster who does everything. What do we do with the other 7-foot guy? Oh, he's a 48% 3-point shooter in Brook Lopez. Cool. Who won in 22? Oh, the Warriors. Just Steph, Clay, Draymond. But they also had the right pieces around, including Jordan Poole. 23, you have the Nuggets. The fit of Jokic and Murray is more classic. But almost in a hey, do you have the right Dennis Rodman type piece? Like Aaron Gordon is incredible. Bruce Brown. It was about the depth, which we've seen, because when Denver lost that depth, they're not that team anymore. Michael Porter Jr. They needed all of it. And then obviously 24, Boston, overwhelming star power, but also fit. The way that Porzingis and Brown and Holiday and White and all of those guys fit together. But that's probably the most talented team of the bunch. I mean, legitimately like 5 star players. And then obviously this year's version of the Thunder with the reigning MVP, 30-point-per-game scorer in Shea, surrounded by incredible depth that gave them a ton of options if you're Mark Daigneault as the coach. And I think that like transition into having more depth, more options in a league that requires more solutions to more problems, and the move from like the singular type of players like the Clay and Durant and the Currys and the Draymonds, even the fit of specialization versus the fit of generalization. We have all these highly switchable, and obviously the Warriors had that too. They were kind of the OGs of this, the switchability, the versatility, like the kind of ushering in of this era, which in many ways goes back to the 2015 Warriors, I think is a really interesting thing. And as you're looking at a team like the Wizards trying to rebuild and how they're thinking about it, and you'd say the same thing in Utah, you say the same thing and all these other places that are embarking on these builds, the Nets, I think the chase of really good, useful two-way players that will always help a winner, and then trying to see how do we get our star, and then do we get any more specific fits to complement that star? That to me is where NBA team building is right now, and that's a hard thing to try to do because you have to get the star still. But it does make me feel, I think, like honestly pretty good about some of the pieces the Wizards have acquired. It doesn't mean that they have the star yet, and if you don't ever get that, like all of it is for naught. But if you think of the support pieces, guys like Bilal Coulibaly, like that's, you could see him on the Thunder. You could see him on the Pacers. Guy runs the floor, plays really good defense, plays really hard, is getting better as a shooter. Bub, same thing. Keyshawn George, like that guy 100% could be a Thunder or a Pacer player. And I think that kind of stuff is encouraging. Again, it doesn't solve the problem of you also need Halliburton, you also need Shea, you also need Giannis, you need Jokic, you need someone who is a rare special talent. But you also need a ton of these guys. And I think that's kind of what I take out of these finals in terms of if I'm another team trying to learn roster building from these title contenders.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you actually bring up, you know, Bilal Coulibaly potentially being, you know, a solid piece that could go to, you know, one of these other contenders. The streak of Wizards players being on a title-winning team actually just ended because the Oklahoma City Thunder won. If the Pacers had won, I think that streak would have gone to 9 straight years we've had a Wizards player.
I think it's something like that, yeah, because Thomas Bryant, former Wizard. Although, like, do we get an asterisk because Will Dawkins helped build the Thunder?
I mean, if we really want to move the goalposts like that, I think we can.
I mean, it's not like it really matters. Is there anybody that went from here? Any coaches? I don't know about coaches. I don't think so.
But, I mean, it's just still, like, interesting, you know, having – I think former Wizards players always like on a lot of those teams and serving as, you know, valuable, you know, role players and like assets. But I think one of the other things to point out is, yeah, I agree with everything you said because we're not in a situation. I think like 10 years ago, we would have been able to, you know, come into the NBA season and say who the title favorites are and, you know, those teams actually be in. And so you got the Heat, you got, I mean, with the Cavs, with LeBron, you got the Warriors, you got you know, the Spurs, you got the Raptors. Like those probably were the four teams that were always in the conference finals and things of that nature. But now you can't come into, you know, the NBA, the new season, with, you know, an idea of like who's gonna be there. Anybody can be in the finals this year. And even after the trade of Kevin Durant to the Rockets, it's not like they're not a shoe-in to go straight to the NBA finals. That West is so wide open. The East a little up and down because
the East is equally wide open. It's just for very different reasons.
Yeah, that's you well said. Yeah, all the injuries out there in the East definitely does, you know, affect it a little bit. But it is open. So I think we're in the NBA where, like, we sort of kind of just don't know, like, how it's going to end out. And, you know, you can only depend on, you know, the success of the season and then also just staying healthy.
No, there's no doubt about that. And I think that health is always a factor, and that's actually what I want to talk about next. Like, are we at a point where the NBA, with this Halliburton injury and the three Achilles injuries we saw in this playoffs, needs to seriously consider a way to avoid these injuries? Like, what can the NBA do? What's causing them? We'll talk about that next. And, you know, speaking to also Anthony, to your other point of how wide open this is, we'll spend a lot more time tomorrow looking ahead, including with my guy Paul Gallant from Houston on the Durant trade. We also have someone on the Durant trade from the Phoenix side today at 5 o'clock for Not My Beat. So we're locked and loaded, all things NBA today here on the Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.